Earth, sky.
On March 11th of 2011, an undersea earthquake off the coast of Japan ultimately measured 9.0 on the Richter scale. It happened along the Ring of Fire around the Pacific Ocean, where earthquakes are common, and it was a more powerful earthquake than expected for that region, according to geophysicists. That's one reason the Sendai area of Japan, near the earthquake's epicenter, wasn't prepared for such a large quake and the subsequent tsunami. EarthSky spoke to earthquake and tsunami expert Emil Okel of Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois.
Essentially, the feeling was that if you dealt with a very old ocean floor, when it was subducted, as we say, which means recycled into the mantle of the Earth, if the ocean floor was old enough, then you wouldn't have these mega earthquakes.
In other words, the March 11th quake happened in a place where Earth's crust is very old, 140 million years old, according to scientists' reckoning. Old crust is cooler and denser than Earth's younger crust. The older crust in this region was believed by geophysicists to dive more smoothly beneath the land plate that carries northern Japan. Dr. Okao told EarthSky that what happened on March 11th is causing scientists to reassess what they understand about earthquakes.
One thing we need to do is take a very cautious attitude in an area which has a long enough fault zone is capable of very large earthquakes.
EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.